Whenever you buy an equipment, along with it, you get an instruction manual. For example, if you buy a DVD player, along with it, you get an instruction manual. If you want to play the disc, put the disc in and press the play button. If you want to do fast forward, press the FF button. Don't drop it from a height, it will get damaged. Don't immerse it in water, it will get spoiled. The more complicated the machine, the more the need of an instruction manual. If you allow me to call the human being a machine, then I would call it the most complicated machine on the face of the earth. Therefore, it requires an instruction manual. And the instruction manual for us humanity, it is the glorious Quran. The do's and don'ts that are mentioned here. It shows how a lifestyle should be led by a human being. Imagine you get an instruction manual in the language you do not understand. Japan is the most advanced in electronics. But though when the Japanese product they come in India, the instruction manual, it is either in English or in Hindi, so that we Indians can understand. Though it is a Japanese product, the instruction manual, it is either in English or it is in Hindi. Don't you think it's a requirement? Don't you think it is compulsory to read the glorious Quran with understanding? To learn Arabic as a language in order to understand the message of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.